Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Anna and the Angels. I'm your host, Anna Grace Taylor, and as always, I'm so happy to be with you all. I haven't been on the air for 3 weeks because I had a friend's birthday last week, which was lovely. I went to the theatre, which is one of my favourite things to do, and it was so fun. But always excited to be back on the radio with you. And as I said to you a few weeks ago after my big break, I've really realised how much I appreciate this time. There's so many different ways that we connect, but it's one of my favourite things to do, mainly because I get to talk to some of my favourite inspiring people. And I will be introducing you to my guest, Kat Knott, in a moment. But I just wanted to just check in with you all and just remind you to ground yourselves, just to get your feet firmly on the ground, to really be present in your body. Seems to be a lot going on in the world, and I certainly have been feeling it, and some of us can get really in our heads, and there's a lot going on, and we have this to do and that to do. So just ground yourself, be present. If you're listening, if you're taking the time out to listen, which I really appreciate, you want to just really be fully here now, in the moment. Good, I just feel better for doing that myself. And I want to say to you that most people, as you know, will be friends of mine who I've had on the radio show. There are some exceptions to that, and they've been really inspiring guests. But this person, Kat Knott, has become one of my favourite people in the world. And I know for a fact that she is going to forever hold me accountable for my crap. And I say that because that's what she does. She is fabulous at really helping people take action in their lives. And it really goes perfectly with the show that we had 3 weeks ago with Kate Spencer. We were talking about getting out of our stories, out of victim mode. And then 2 weeks before then, we had Cordelia Brabs, or a few weeks before then, talking about how to live a magical life. So Kat is really the perfect person to talk about really what happens instead of just visioning your life, what we actually do to take action. So she really is an encourager. She has encouraged me more in the last, I don't know, 6 months or so than most people have. And she, that's what she does as a job. She is one of the people that I would recommend most of all for coaching. And she's going to be able to share with us how you really actually get where you want to be. So without further ado, Kat, are you there?
I'm here. Oh, bless you. Thank you. That was a lovely introduction, Anna.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad that you're with me. I know you've been talking about it for a while, so I'm glad that we actually get to have a conversation and share with people that perhaps might have never heard of me or never heard of you or never even thought about how to take action in their lives, because we're always taking action of some kind, but perhaps we're not necessarily taking it consciously, or we're holding ourselves back in some sort of pattern and then never actually getting anywhere. So I really appreciate you talking about this, because I think it's very appropriate for this time of year as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Anna. And, you know, this is really where my passion is in the world. And I sort of describe myself as a coach with a spiritual knowing that you're ready now to do the thing that you're being called to do, but with a human being kick up the ass to make sure that you actually get there. And I think there's a lot of stories out in the world that make us believe that if we think hard enough and dream hard enough, that our future will just create itself into what we want it to be. But what I actually believe is action is the trigger that proves to the universe of what we want to see more of. I think we can actually sit back and we can sort of say, you know, am I going to leave it up to the universe, or am I going to prove to the universe that this is really what I want to see more of? And once you actually take those steps forward, you manage to put in a line the three magical parts of yourself, which is really another exciting part of what I do, which is, you know, bringing all of us together, every piece of us together, and putting that in alignment. So we talk about our thoughts and our action, but I also talk about your willpower, because the willpower is kind of the missing key, really. excuse me. And we only get the willpower and the courage to keep taking action when we've actually taken action. It's a really weird paradox, but we always sort of sit back and we think, you know, I'm going to wait to feel ready. But you probably know this as well, Anna. There is never a moment where, you know, the planets align and you feel 100% ready to take the leap into that thing that you want to do or that person that you want to create. You know, everything that we're being called to grow into is a stretch, so it feels uncomfortable. But I know your mum's doing a parachute jump, isn't she, soon? And one of the things that I like to talk about is my own parachute jump. You know, when you go and have a parachute jump, it's a weird thing. It's like you have the courage to put on the backpack, and you think you've got enough courage to jump out of the plane at that point, but you really don't know. And you sit on the plane, you've got enough courage to go and sit on the plane and be strapped to an instructor and go through all the rigmarole, but you still don't know if you've got enough courage to do it until you jump out of the plane. And it's like that analogy. It's not until the moment that you leap that you actually prove to yourself that you can. And that's where your willpower comes in. And the willpower drives your thoughts. The willpower drives you to believe that you can do the next scary thing. You know, courage comes from us taking scary steps forwards. So, you know, this is what I do for my life, and I try and inspire people to take those scary steps forward, because it's only when we take those steps that we can move, that we can create the dreams that the universe is constantly giving us.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything I've ever done. An actual fact, you know, you may laugh at this because you do know me a little bit, but I feel like anything I've ever done is outside of my comfort zone. Anything I've ever done that has actually been really good is outside my comfort zone. So I totally agree with you. I don't necessarily like it, but I really agree that, you know, that's where the good stuff lies.
The good stuff does lie outside of our comfort zone. But the interesting thing is that, you know, once we're in that space, it's like we kind of grow into that space. And suddenly the stuff that we thought was terrifying before just becomes the stuff that we do every day. You know, we're all being incredibly brave by doing the things that terrified us before. You know, it's how we evolve, it's how we keep changing, it's how we keep finding the courage to do the next thing. You know, and it really does start with this, like taking those steps and taking action on the dreams that we want to make happen.
Exactly. I mean, there was a time when, even though I like talking and I am a talker, obviously, I would have still been really scared to do a radio show or to do a video or to, you know, sing. And there are things I do all the time. Do I feel always comfortable doing them? No, but I love it more than I'm afraid of it. So I do it, and it feels great, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It feels great. And I believe, I honestly believe, like you're talking about your singing, you know, I believe we've all got an it. Like, I can talk about it till the cows come home. You know, we've all got an it. We've all got a thing that we're being called to do. We've all got a passion that makes us sit there and go, oh, I could really do that. You know, but that moment of inspiration kind of lasts a millisecond before our brain kicks in and our thoughts make us believe that we can't actually do it. But if we listen to those moments of inspiration, we all of us have an it right now. You know, and I honestly believe that the meaning of life is life, and we have to live these moments of inspiration. See, I know we've talked about this a huge amount of stuff, and what we can get stuck on is thinking we need, like, I need to know what my calling is. I need to know my purpose, universe. Please come down and put your arms around me and tell me it's okay. You're going to be a this. You know, but I honestly think that the universe talks to us in little nudges. It talks to us in little whispers and like, oh, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it talks to us in little pieces of the jigsaw, and it doesn't always give us the jigsaw in the right order either, which is a real pain. But it just means that we have to live in the excitement
so
of the moment.
Why does it do that?
I think it does it because if it gave us the bigger picture, we'd never be brave enough to do it. So I think what it does is
I do know that, and I think that those kind of little steps that we're given, even if it doesn't make sense, are the very things that we kind of do because it just feels a little bit manageable, and oh, maybe I could do that, and I'll just take this little piece of action. And actually, before you know it, if you've done a few of those little pieces of action, you've got your big thing, haven't you?
Absolutely. And just as an example, this is a really weird story. We had a roofer who came to put a roof on our garage, right? And you know, Anna, we live in the middle of France. So not only was he a roofer, but he was a French roofer. So he doesn't even speak the same language as me. But for some reason, I thought it would be really fun to go out and talk to him and take him a cup of coffee one day. Now, I'm a nice person, so I'd have took him a cup of coffee, but this was a different one. It was kind of like, go and talk to him, you know, and it was just like a little fun thing. Go and talk to him. So I went, okay, I'll go and talk to him. So I'm out there doing my weirdest French, and for some reason he starts talking about spirituality. He starts talking about all the angels and the stuff that he believes in, and that he'd wanted to talk to me for months because he'd been and done some other work on the house. But he didn't come and talk to me about it because he didn't think that I was open to, you know, discussing it because, you know, I keep myself very much to myself at home. So we had an amazing conversation just because I followed that little bit of fun. And we ended up having much bigger conversation for him because he's like at the age, he doesn't want to do roofing anymore. He wants to come down and he wants to do something else with his life. So we ended up sitting over lunch one day, and he exactly this what I was talking to, sits there and goes, I don't know what I'm supposed to be. So I ended up convincing him to just do whatever it is that he finds exciting in the next moment. So if an exciting course comes along, go and do that. Go and try the next exciting thing. And somewhere out of all those exciting things, a pathway will appear. But he was waiting for the pathway. He was kind of sitting there and going, great universe, please give me the pathway. But we have to take the steps. And it's only often when we take the steps that we finally see, you know, doors that were around the corners that, you know, we would never have seen before. So this is really the magic of just listening to those whispers and nudges and all of those sort of things. And we do all have these whispers and nudges, but we ignore them because we're taking really bad advice from what I actually call the bullshit whispering middleman that lives between the human being and the inspiration of the universe. You know, and this is our fear voice. This is our thing that wants to keep us safe. And constantly we're being talked out of the things that we want to do, you know. And we really need to just recognize that we're never going to feel ready.
Something in you, or have you had a moment that you've recognized that that's been happening to you, or was there a turning point for you where you really recognized what that was, or did you feel like you were, you know, shouting at the universe one day to give you the answers? Like, how did you come to realize that that was what was happening?
I think it's lots and lots of little pieces. You know, my background is working in London. You know, I've been working in technology and building websites and marketing and all of those sort of things. But gradually over time, what I listened to were the little whispers that made me realize that there were certain parts of my job that I loved more than other parts. So what I did was I recognized that it wasn't the actual creation of the website that I loved. It was the helping the client figure out their strategy and their larger perspective and making them see that they can take a bigger leap than what they thought they could. So for me, my life has been a complete evolution as well. You know, and I think it is just a case of becoming aware and listening to the whispers. And the whispers come in fun. They may, it's the moment where you feel lighter that you can listen to that moment. Mm. That's what I believe. Anyway, what do you think, Anna?
Yeah, I believe that sometimes we can be in such a stressful place that in that moment we're not, you know, that, you know, like, ooh, this is your joy, follow this joy. And, you know, sometimes that happens, but you're right that sometimes it's in those moments when we're outside having a nice time or in a conversation with a friend or, you know, when you're in a place where you're, you know, listening to something funny or, you know, because you can really connect with your joy in that moment. And then it goes like, oh, I would really love to do that because you're already in that space. So I agree, it's much easier to feel it that way, which is why I always say to people, if they're not sure about what they're supposed to be doing, just go out and do something to express yourself, go and have some fun, because in those moments you get answers to other things.
Absolutely. And the other little trick that I use as well is that when we're in those down moments, quite often it's easier to see the things that we don't want any more of. So we can sort of shoot ourselves forward and think, right, if I could rewrite where I am now within the next 6 months, what do I not want to see any more of? And that can give us as much of a way to take steps forward as following the joy. And then once you take those initial steps and life becomes a little bit lighter, then we'll know what joy starts to feel like again and what lightness starts to feel like again. And then we can start to listen to some of those whispers that would have felt impossible to start off with when we're in those sort of darker, heavier moments.
Absolutely. And I always say to people who say, you know, just like you said, you know, what's my passion? What's my purpose? I always say, well, what do you like to start with? What are you passionate about? What do you love about life? And then they go, I don't know. You know, so then I say, okay, well, that's your first step then, to really discover some of those things, to do those simple things that then lead on to bigger things, and to help you to really listen to what am I actually doing that fills me with even a tiny bit of joy or a tiny bit of a lightness or a little bit of a feeling of relief. Because it's like working up your scale or ladder or whatever you want to call it, but you can't go from having no idea to living a really passionate life, can you, in one step?
You're very lucky if you can. But I
well,
think for the rest
yeah, I was
of us,
say,
the
you,
fun,
there might
the
be,
fun
you might possibly be, but it's not very likely.
I think half of the fun, to be honest, is figuring out stuff along the way. You know, we can get so stuck in what I call is the rabbit hole of what ifs. You know, we get so paralyzed with the what if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if I run out of money? What if, what if, what if? What if people stop liking me? And what we have to remember in that rabbit hole of what ifs is that very little in life we actually have control over. You know, all we can control is our steps forward. You know, and we can create some little safety nets, you know, but don't spend the next 6 months or year or even a lifetime creating safety nets for the, you know, for the what ifs, because the what ifs are all fear-based thought, you know. And like I said at the beginning, what we need to do is we need to shift the thought from fear to daring. And that happens once we start taking action. Once we start taking those little tiny steps forward, the fear becomes daring, because we prove to ourselves that we can. And we prove to ourselves that our willpower is there to keep going, to keep going, to keep going, to keep going.
Right, exactly. And you had something that you share quite regularly or just started sharing more recently called What Ifs, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's something that I've had a few months off because I've just been doing a little bit of soul searching myself to, take a step back and look at things. And I think it's really important that we do that regularly, is we just step back and really have a good look at our lives and see whether we do feel like we're on the right track, or is there something new that I'd like to welcome into my world? And these what ifs are something that I write every week, and it really is just a question of, a positive spin on what ifs to open up possibility instead of closing them down. I think what happens is when we come from a fear base, our what ifs are always negative. But we can turn around every what if from negative to positive in just a moment. The what if I fail can become what if I succeed. And that is just a
Yeah,
case
what
of
if you
training.
succeed and have a great life and all of that? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so once we get out of these what ifs, we've got, there's always other traps, that a lot of people call them by different names, but resistance always comes up to stop us following our way forward towards these things we want to create. And just before I go on, it's important to know that these things aren't just like, where's my life going? And it can be a tiny little thing. Like I say about that conversation with our roofer, our it can just be, I'd really like to have a day off within the next 2 weeks. It could be, I really want to have a conversation. It could be anything. It doesn't mean that we need to sit and wait for a great it. We all have these little nudges, and some of them are little, some of them are a bit bigger, but we all have them. And there's these traps that we kind of get stuck into to stop us doing them, and the rabbit hole of what ifs is one of them. But one of the other ones that I find comes up a huge amount, and this is a really big one, and I label this the dream destroyer. And this one is the I've just got to. How many times have we put our thing that we want to do, that's important to us, that makes our heart surge forward, and we go, I can't do it right now because I've just got to. We'll spend our whole lives doing the things that I've just got to do before I feel like I'm ready to do the thing that I want to do. So we need to pay attention when that one arrives and make time. We can make time for the
Yeah.
things that we want if we want
I
them
was going
enough.
to say, it's really just about prioritizing what really matters to us, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I call them immovable stones. We've all got these things in our diary, and generally they tend to be other people's stuff. So it's like, I've got to get the kids to the doctor's appointment, or I've got to go and pick up my husband from work, or whatever it is, they generally tend to be other people's stuff. Or if you have to go and catch a plane, that is an immovable stone, and everything else in your diary gets moved around it, and some things often get left behind because you've got to go and catch that plane. And what I would love to see is everybody giving their own passions that same, relevance in their lives as these immovable stones that we often give away our time to other people to do.
Very true, and I think that, and I said it, I think I said it a couple of weeks ago with Kate, but I really think that is one of the deepest forms of self-love and self-honoring, because you're saying that what matters to you matters because your joy matters and your life matters. And really, we are here just to enjoy, to love each other, to love ourselves. And the rest of it is all details, which is why you said just do one thing and then another thing and then another thing. Really, if none of us ever figure out this whole meaning of life thing, at least we can say we've enjoyed it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Life is about enjoying the moment, because we the moment is all really we have. And everything that we create for the future at this moment is just our imagination. So I said to somebody on the phone the other day, we're all making up our lives as we go along. So it's up to us to make it up in the way that's magical and exciting, and rather than you know, one of duty that we think other people think it should be. You know, so it's our own responsibility
right.
to choose these things and make sure that they're really important to us. And we can do that by, you know, imagining ourselves in 6 months' time or a year's time or, you know, our lifetime's time, and looking back and thinking, I never got that done, and how much you would regret not listening to these little whispers and these ideas and these inspired thoughts and these moments of, oh my God, I could do that we talked ourselves out of. You know, that's what life's all about. It really is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can tell you right now, if neither of us had followed that, ooh, that sounds like a good idea, or that feels like a good idea, you and I would not be having this conversation right now, and we probably wouldn't know each other, right?
Absolutely not. No, we wouldn't have done. We've talked about this before, haven't we? We both actually just thought, oh, that'd be a good idea. And here we are.
A nice
talking,
idea.
But,
what the heck am
but,
I doing? Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. We'll
yeah,
do that.
Absolutely.
Then. So, yeah, exactly.
But,
and it's become, like, the last 6 months for us, for many reasons, has been amazing because of that very thing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's not even 6 months for me. It's only 4 months. So, yeah, I mean, life can shift pretty quickly if we take those steps forward. You know, if we start listening and allowing the universe to show us the next step and to show us the next exciting thing. And if we can believe that, firstly, we'll never feel ready. And secondly, that it's okay to act now and understand it all later on. Then we can have an amazing life. We really can.
Really, really can. And I just would encourage anyone, if they're feeling stuck or they're feeling like, oh, yeah, that's all well and good. And, you know, both of us have been through a lot of challenges, both of us who, you know, are very human and struggle with our own things and, you know, could find plenty of excuses not to do that. But I also know from my point of view that not following that can be far greater risk than actually saying, what the heck, I'm just going to follow my heart. And I think you'd agree, wouldn't you, Kat?
Absolutely. And one of the triggers for actually really making the decision to change my life was when I lost one of my dearest friends to cancer. And we were talking before she died and in the hospital, and we were talking around ideas that I'd had for years and years and years. And she looked at me and she said, yeah, but when are you going to do it, Kat? You've been talking about it for a really long time. And in that moment, I realized that my friend probably was never going to see me do these things. And that's been a regret for me. But, you know, I think there does come a moment where we have to choose. And we can choose differently every single second of our day. You know, just because we've been doing things one way doesn't mean we have to continue.
Absolutely. And there is only a minute or so to go of the show, so I just wanted to encourage people to reach out to Kat if they feel inspired by anything that we've talked about, or me, of course. Kat, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can go to my website, which is katknott.com. Or have a look on Facebook for me, Kat Knott, and that's KNOTT for Kat Knott, and that's at Kat Knott Official.
Awesome, awesome. I really encourage you all to do that, because, you know, Kat is an awesome writer and everything else as well that you just heard her speak about. And so if you are somebody that really needs to have that daily or weekly inspiration, please go check out her page or anything that she's doing. She and I are also going to be collaborating on a few things, or more than a few things, in the future. So I'm sure you'll hear more from her. And I'm so grateful to you being on, Kat.
Ah, it's been an absolute pleasure. And yes, there are plans afoot for some work together, so that's very exciting.
Very exciting. Take care, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will be back in a couple of weeks with another beautiful guest. But in the meantime, sending you lots of love. and courage. Follow your own dreams because it's so worth it. Much love to you all. Bye-bye.